Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland, ready for a new episode of this Chew the Right Thing podcast. Hello.
Hola.
How are you?
Ready.
Let's do
it. That song that you sang was just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Can we ever play those? Do we ever play
Sometimes
those?
We do, and I'm horrified when I listen back.
I don't think that one should.
I implore you to listen and play that back. At least a little snippet of it, because Jamie, you outdid yourself.
All right, real quick, let's just play a little snippet now.
Hungry girl, guilt-free fries and ice cream swirls, tips and tricks from hungry girl, 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 because it's a hungry world.
No. That was so big.
I will say that my inspiration for that was I just saw Les Miserables, and that was my Javert impression.
And my inspiration was the ladies from the Fingerling Girls.
From
SNL. What are they called?
SNL.
From the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, the sisters.
Yes.
I can't remember their names.
I love
right
them.
Now, yeah.
They have the sister. What's her name? Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Duty.
That's the best. Yeah, Mike, you did see Les Mis last night.
Yeah, awesome. I've seen it probably a dozen times. This was one of the finer. They're all great, but this cast was insanely good.
Mike was disappointed in me because I told him I slept through the show.
Yeah. Actually, you also said you slept through Rent, and that's true. So Les Mis is my favorite play, and Rent is Jamie's favorite play.
I slept
know where
through
you
part
got that.
Of
it. I don't think it is my favorite.
It was when we first met. I think it's changed because since we've met, Wicked has come out and Hamilton and all these other plays, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really big on musicals except Annie or Grease. You know, I don't know. I have a handful.
I like to torture Mike with... What's the one I always sing that, like, you go crazy when I... It's,
Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, I won't do it here. It's horrifying.
I just can't. It's so bad. It might have been great at the time, but it was bad.
I love it.
Okay, anyways.
All right, well, very excited about this episode. Today we have a Spotted on Shelves fall haul.
Okay.
And you know who did the spotting? It was Mike.
Me. Yep.
You went around.
Went all over
everywhere
the place.
In person, or was this like
in
Instacart?
Person, I went to Target, I went to Trader Joe's, I went to Costco, and I went to Sprouts.
You were in like a little snack bus.
Yeah.
Filling it up.
Yeah. Went everywhere.
I wish he had a snack bus.
Why can't
the
we
right
get
thing
you
snack bus.
We can make my wrap my car.
Yeah.
Can't we make it look like the Partridge Family bus? Do you remember that? It was like a Mondrian colorful. It was so funny. I watched this show called Sullivan's Crossing, which I don't know. It's like a Virgin. Poor man's Virgin River. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's same author, same person as Virgin River.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And there was one episode where like one of Chad Michael Murray's parents like went off on a road trip and they drove off in a bus and it was the Partridge Family bus.
Wow.
It was literally the, and I was like, did they just like reuse the bus from the Partridge Family?
Hold the phone. This changes everything. CMM is the star of this show.
Yes.
Because we like watched One Tree Hill for like the longest time.
Yeah.
You call him CMM?
CMM, Chad Michael Murray. Yeah.
Wait, you love him?
I mean, we love One Tree Hill and he's
a
part
of it.
He was
like a child in that, right? Wasn't he like a
teenager?
Yeah.
Now he's a grown man.
Yeah, but by the time the show ended, he was a grown man. I think, you know, they're not teenagers when those shows...
Right.
They're
in their 20s.
18, 20, yeah.
So. His hair is like, I don't even know how to describe it. It makes me laugh. There's just like so much of it and it's always like doing things it's probably not supposed to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do they do continuity? Because it flops over his eye. And then I'm like, okay, now your piece of hair is now falling in your mouth for the next 10 days of shooting.
That's so funny.
Anyway, you really should watch it if
All
you're
right,
a fan
now
of
we
his.
Will. We will.
But anyway, his parents were in the Partridge Family bus.
Wow.
Anyway, I don't want to. We need to move on.
Yes,
I bet there's something happening.
Yes, there is.
Breaking juice.
Who's ready for some new Uncrustables?
I've been waiting all my life.
All right. So there are two new flavors. One is called Up and Apple, and the other is called Bright Eyed Berry. So the Up and Apple kind is peanut butter, of course, with apple cinnamon jelly.
Oh, wow.
And then the Bright Eyed Berry kind is peanut butter with strawberry, which I thought they already had. But the real breaking news for this is... They both have 12 grams of protein, which is the highest protein amount of any Uncrustable product they've ever put out. And they're now in stores. Like, they just hit stores as of right now.
Wait a minute. This sounds amazing. Where is the protein from? It's not just from the peanut butter. And what are the calorie counts? I really want the apple one.
Yeah, I didn't go for deeper, but luckily Jamie has a computer in front of us. So she's going to look.
Luckily, Jamie has an encyclopedic brain.
Oh, I clicked through and it said product information is not available.
What? Yeah,
it's very new. It's like just this moment.
Oh, don't you worry. I will find it. Okay. They're not really coming right out and telling us where that protein is coming from.
Huh. Does it have more calories?
It says anywhere from 190 to 210.
Oh, I would eat those. So I want those.
What I'll do is when I'm out and about, and I'll see if I can find one, and I'll bring it in, and we'll do maybe a video or something.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Wait, it says a 2 ounce Uncrustable. Oh, this is the original. Okay. 12 grams per serving. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's all I got.
Wait a second. Oh, no.
Nope, that's not all I got.
That's all you guys. Not all she got.
These from the extra protein have 320 calories.
Oh.
18 grams of fat.
Whoa.
And
sorry for those noises.
See if I can find out.
So what is like animal fat in there for the extra protein? Like what's going on?
Animal fat, I don't think it's fat, not protein.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
What are those, like cow shavings?
You're making Michael. Me, you people, you're ruining this for me. The good news is now I have no desire to try these. No videos on the horizon, no nothing. Sorry.
All right, well, that's all there is for breaking shoes now.
Wait, I'm sorry. I got to
nope,
share one.
Not yet.
One of the ingredients is dough cow conditioner. Shavings.
What?
Which makes me just picture them like shampooing and conditioning the dough. I mean, I know it's some sort of prep.
I'm thinking about a dough, like dough a deer, a female deer. I'm not thinking about D-O-U-G-H. I'm like dough conditioner. It's funny. Like Bambi, all prim and proper and what do you call it? Primped.
Yeah.
Primped and proper.
Dough conditioner.
Prim and proper and primped. Straight from the beauty salon. Wow. As my grandmother would say, the beauty parlor.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to start eating things before it's time to end the show.
Okay.
All right, jumping into the fall haul finds. Mike, let's see how you did. We've got Amy Lou's maple chicken patties. I do love Amy Lou's. Amy Lou's, they make great like sausages. And these are chicken sausage patties that taste like maple. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Did you make these on the stovetop, in the microwave, or in the air fryer?
Yes.
All of the above?
No. Yes.
Well, which?
Air fryer.
Yes. Oh, I thought you said yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Air fryer.
Air fryer it is.
Yeah. Good job. Okay.
All right. I'm going to, I cut this up into fours, but I'm going to take
look
the bigger
at you.
One.
You're really getting into you're that. Hacking in with
I
that
really
knife.
Am.
Those
but
are
I wanted
large.
You, I want you to see it. This is two. So that's one serving is two.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Those look almost like burger patties.
They do.
How big they are. Two patties has 160 calories, 9 grams of fat, only 3 grams of sugar, 14 grams of protein.
That's pretty good.
That is a bargain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is really
80
good.
Calories for those. Wow.
For two of those? Yeah, that I'm enjoying that. Mmm.
Wow.
Wow. They're very soft.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tiny bit of heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very, very mildly sweet.
Yeah.
And very like nice, mild seasoning, sausage seasoning.
Yeah. And they didn't.
I love it.
They didn't crisp up in the air fryer like I thought they might have. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I put them in, it said 3 minutes. Maybe if I put them in for a little bit longer.
Yeah. I feel like they just thawed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're delicious.
Yeah.
But I would also like them crispy.
Not frozen, by the way, refrigerated.
Oh.
It says use or freeze by. So I kept it in the fridge.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So they
and
have,
some of their stuff is frozen though, right?
Yeah. They do have a breakfast maple patty. This is different. I don't know what's different about it, but this is different.
Marketing.
That one is freezing. Is a freezer one.
It's freezing.
It's freezing. Give it a coat. Give it a coat. No, this does. It does taste like a breakfast patty, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I would do a lot of things with that.
Yeah.
It's not overly mapley. I feel like it's the perfect kiss of maple.
Yeah. And definitely if you are not a fan of spice, you might not like them because they are kind of spicy.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah, it's got some crushed red pepper in there. Mm-hmm. My bites were not. You know what it is? I feel like if you get a piece of crushed red pepper, like I
That's
didn't,
true.
And I wouldn't call it in any way spicy. But
yeah,
these are good. Amy Lou patties by Amy Lou, maple chicken patties.
Okay, next up, something from TJ's, Trader Joe's egg white bites in harvest vegetable hash. Wow, harvest vegetable hash. What does that mean? There's potatoes and cottage cheese and things of that nature.
Sweet potato, onion, celery.
Whoa.
Savory herbs and seasonings. Does anyone say herbs?
Only people. No, people from the UK.
Yeah, okay.
The plate is hot. Let me
All right,
grab
let
your
me,
plate.
Look. You know what? Just give me that little cupcake holder and I'll grab that.
Oh, yeah.
They look delightful. Mike, can I see the package?
Oh. I'm just going to grab, like, I might want a whole half of this, but I'll take this for now. Thank you.
Wow, this whole package of two of them is only 140 calories?
What? I'm going to eat the whole thing. Wow. Mm. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, now, wow.
This is like the best flavored egg bite I may have ever tried.
Wow, that's amazing.
This blows anything from Starbucks out of the water, and it blows the Three Bridges out of the water.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
I want more.
Everything
want more.
About it. Sure. The texture, the inclusions, the seasonings.
Oh my gosh.
The stats. 140 calories for two of these like egg cupcakes. 5 grams of fat. 12 grams of protein.
Yum.
I'm obsessed. Can we try and recreate them? Why would
we? Yeah, but why? Like I was going to say, yeah. I just had more.
60 seconds and you're ready. They're ready.
I love it so much. Oh, another item from Trader Joe's. And I have to say, I saw this on shelves, so I'm really excited to see it in front of me now. This is Trader Joe's butternut squash lasagna. This is a frozen product. I think they've had such success with their butternut squash mac and cheese that they're just like, I don't know, bring it on the butternut squash.
Mm-hmm.
This is like egg pasta layered with butternut squash, bechamel sauce, and Italian cheeses with breadcrumbs and pumpkin seeds. That sounds amazing.
Do you want me to hand you it or do you want me to scoop one for you?
Unless it's too hot, you can hand it to me. You can trust me, Mike.
So
thank
this is
you.
A nice size lasagna for two.
This is two servings, right?
Yes.
I was going to say. Wow. It feels hefty.
Yeah. Each serving, which is a half a lasagna. I mean, it's not even just a slice. 320 calories, 13 grams of fat, 11 grams of protein.
So if you eat this whole thing, it's 640.
Do what I did and, okay, never mind.
What?
I squished the top kind of and the sauce comes out. The butternut squash sauce comes out. Isn't that great?
Why you gotta be so controlling, Mike?
Do what I did.
Do it. Mm. Hold on. What does it smell like? Bacon.
It does, but it doesn't taste like it.
Just like smoky flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What the heck?
It's not like what I expected. I expected it to be sweet and it's not. It is smoky. Mm-hmm. It's great.
That's outrageous.
It tastes like bacon or just smokiness.
Yeah.
Where smoked does it say? Provola.
Oh, is that what it... Provolone?
It says provolone's... No. Provolone's unaged cousin.
Where does it say that?
Provola. Well, it's just Dana's commentary. She's telling us
it's
what...
It's provola?
Yeah, smoked provola cheese.
Wow.
That is... I can't eat my head. Is my head still on? Can you please check
so
my shoulders?
Good. No, it's on the floor, Jamie. I see your head on the... And it's in pieces. Hold on, I'm eating more.
This is made exclusively for Trader Joe's in Italy.
Mm. Wow.
That sauce has pureed carrots. I mean, this is just wild. Trader Joe's butternut squash Italian lasagna in the freezer.
Do you know that Trader Joe's... Their pizzas, like their Italian, all that Italian stuff is all of it's made in Italy. There's a whole Trader Joe's episode where they went to Italy. They have a podcast as well. And they went to Italy and went to like the pizza place. And you know, obviously this place is probably where they make it too. Everything that's Italian is made to Trader Joe's.
No, who's on the podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
It almost sounds like AI.
To be honest, I know the person who produces the podcast, so I actually haven't listened to it, but he told me about it.
Let's get them on the podcast.
It doesn't. Please. It always sounds like AI, for lack of a better right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm gonna eat.
That is so good. I don't even know what to do with myself.
Should we stop?
I know. I'm gonna fill up.
I'm on a roll.
Can we end the podcast now?
I'm 3 for 3. Were these all Trader Joe's? No, they weren't all Trader Joe's.
Mm-mm. Okay, good. I'm thirsty, so I'm glad we have a Spindrift Cranberry Punch. So is this a seltzer punch? Is this a carbonated?
Yeah, sparkling water.
It is.
It's a sparkling punch.
Yeah.
Unsweetened sparkling water with real squeezed fruit. So it's going to have some sweetness, but all of the sweetness comes from cranberry juice, grapefruit juice, orange juice, lemon juice.
Yeah, like all Spindrift products probably.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Subtle. That was great.
Yeah, really nice. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Jamie.
Oh. I immediately spilled it to counteract the praise.
You're spilling things
It's
today.
Because you only do half the opening.
Cheers. Mm. Cheers. You know, it tastes like the grapefruit.
I know. That's weird.
Is there grapefruit? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Cranberry. It tastes more like, if you like Spindrift grapefruit, you like this because it just looks like pink.
Yeah.
A pink version of the grapefruit. It doesn't taste like anything else, but I like it.
I hate it, but I hate most sparkling. Really? It hurts.
Oh, you don't like soda? Like,
I don't like sparkling water. It's painful. It's like getting a shot.
What? I love it.
It burns.
Spicy water.
Yeah, spicy water. Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. I think it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
They also have cranberry raspberry, tropical lemonade, Fuji apple, and not a typo, Cosmopolitan. I guess that's the way of telling it, us it doesn't have alcohol. Mm-hmm. Cosmopolitan. Yeah. And grape aid.
I like Spindrift. I like it, but mm-hmm. I would rather put like a couple drops of stevia in it because I need a little bit of that mm-hmm. sweetness with the fruit.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Yeah.
I like it without the sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This may be a year-round item. It's we're not quite sure, but it is at select retailers and on Amazon. It's Spindrift Cranberry Punch. It did punch me.
But it's cranberry.
It did. No wonder why you kept saying it was painful.
Yeah.
All right. Next up. Wow. This is a product. I'd be lying if I told you I haven't already purchased three of these. So I'm more than familiar with it. It's Trader Joe's Cold Foam Creamer in Salted Maple. This is refrigerated. It looks like a can of whipped topping. They are just going along with the trend, which is cold foam, cold foam, cold foam.
Can you like wrap up for people? Like, what is cold foam? It looks like whipped cream, but it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not as thick as whipped cream, but it's like you just put it on top of your coffee and it's like it could be used as a creamer or a topping. Like you let it sit on your coffee mm-hmm. and it sort of dissolves into your coffee and it's delicious and fluffy and sweet. And I use this instead of a sweetener. Mike is just waiting. He's waiting.
I'm waiting to dispense. Oh, wasn't that loud?
I'll tell you, the only thing that makes me sad about this product, as much as I like it, is I think it replaced the maple oat beverage that I'm obsessed with that I usually like buy 10 containers of every single
They were
year.
Just like, we can only have so many seasonal drink enhancers.
Maybe.
Wow.
I know, it's really good.
Whoa. Oh my Lord.
Mike's voice just jumped an octave.
That is the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
It's really
eaten,
good.
Ate? What's the right eaten. Word?
I don't even
eaten.
Think it's, I mean, you kind of slurped it.
Can I tell you, like if you put this on your pancakes, imagine if we put them on the Hidden Harvest pancakes from last night, I'm going to do that. I didn't eat. I did have some of them last night, but I have some of them left.
That is one of the most perfect tastes of maple. Ever.
Should we put it on the maple sausage?
Oh.
Wow. Weird.
Wow. Weird.
1 tablespoon has 10 calories, no fat, only 2 grams of sugar. It's made with skim milk, cane sugar, cream, you know.
The stats look low, but Jamie, check out the amount of servings in
85.
That can.
85. You think you're getting 85 uses out of this?
No, I'm getting about 20. That's okay. So it's 40 calories a serving.
No big whoop.
Sounds good. I'll take it. Yum. Who's taking that one? You can have it. I have like 2 at home.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Next up, Califia Farms Organic Almond Creamer in limited edition maple. I'm very happy this is not. I'm glad we did the pumpkin already because mm-hmm. I'm a bigger fan of maple than pumpkin. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled. Now, is this like a typical creamer where it's like 1 million calories for a tablespoon?
Yeah, it's not low, but you know, Califia Farms... they're known for organic. This is no gums, no oils, USDA organic.
That is delicious.
So you can feel better about it.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Wait, I'm going to put cold foam on my creamer.
I think, too, the true test with things like this is, does it pack enough of a punch that 1 or 2 tablespoons is enough? Because some of these products have a little more calories and they're not worth it because you're like, right. I would need a third of a cup to get enough out of it. But what do you think?
Well, since we don't have a cup of coffee here, I can't really say. Mm. However, sometimes I try a creamer on its own and it's very off-putting. And this one is just straight up delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, very simple ingredients. Organic almond milk, organic brown sugar, maple syrup, baking soda, salt, flavor.
I just love it.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining having like... one of our like cinnamon, there's an old recipe from like the first or the second book with like this cinnamon flavored pumpkin cupcake thing. Mm. I want to put like a spoon over that and make it like a tres leches situation. It sounds yummy and delicious.
There has not been a bad find yet.
Don't jinx it.
No, Mike is just sitting there. Does your arm hurt from like reaching over to pat yourself on the back?
Carrying this whole episode. There you go. Califia Farms Organic Almond Creamer. This was the maple variety. This is dairy free, by the way. Mm-hmm. And it is at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Target, and other supermarkets. Where? Nationwide.
Nice. Oh, wait. We have another version of this in a different flavor.
Yep.
Same thing. Califia Farms Organic Almond Creamer in limited edition. Holiday spice.
I wasn't going to get this because I wanted this to be more fall haul, right. And I feel like holiday is like Christmas. I feel like this is going to be like Christmassy, fine. But
wait, so I wonder, like, so it's not pumpkin, it's holiday. Right. So I wonder
they
what the difference is.
They do have a pumpkin spice version.
Well, this is going to be better, I know.
What does this mean? It says, but that flavor already had its own podcast. Oh, because we did a pumpkin podcast.
Oh, this is good.
Oh,
it
wow.
It tastes like eggnog.
Yeah, so that's almost. Yeah, it's Christmassy, eggnog.
Much
yeah.
sweeter, though. Is this more sugar, more calories? Tastes much sweeter than the other one.
Same amount of calories, number of calories, no fat, 3 grams sugar. No, it's like identical.
It's not quite as delicious as the other one, but it's still really good.
It's the spice that I don't like those spices that are in eggnog. Mm-hmm.
They also have a limited edition dairy-free horchata.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
That sounds delicious.
I like Califia Farms.
Yeah.
And definitely a fan.
This product is at select supermarkets nationwide. It's the limited edition holiday spice. It's in the fridge section, by the way.
Okay, and it's a serving is a tablespoon?
Yes, 20 calories.
Okay, and we have another creamer. Yeah, is this another tablespoon, like a 1 tablespoon thing?
Yep.
Wow.
I forgot to do, like, I wanted to do, like, this whole big intro of, and now it's the creamer section of the podcast, but I missed my opportunity, so.
You want to do it now and then
I kind of just did, I feel like.
Okay. Trader Joe's non-dairy oat creamer in cinnamon bun. Cinnamon bun.
So this one has 25 calories and 0.5 gram of fat per tablespoon.
So this one is going to be even sweeter. I'm already, even from the tiny taste, I probably have had less than a tablespoon, mm-hmm. probably a teaspoon, and I feel the sugar.
Yeah, that happens to me too. This one has 4 grams
Ooh,
of sugar.
Oh, wow. That is too sweet.
Oh, wow.
That is just way too sweet for me. So that's one I really can't fairly judge without the coffee, kind of.
But that's way too sweet.
I suspect I won't like it.
You don't need it. I mean, we haven't put it in coffee, obviously.
I really feel like we need to.
But you're not going to need a tablespoon for that. Like,
you might to get it creamy, not to get it sweet.
Yeah.
How interesting. It has pea protein in it, but each tablespoon has 0 grams protein. So I wonder why that was incorporated.
Maybe texture? I don't really know.
Dairy-free, lactose-free, vegan, gluten-free. It's non-dairy oat creamer in cinnamon bun flavor from Trader Joe's.
Jamie, do you think that you and I should take some kind of a Zoom class on food science? Should we become food scientists? Wouldn't that be fun? So we would know why all the ingredients are used?
Okay.
Let's do it.
In the future, will we just be able to download that information into our heads don't have to watch the Zoom?
Probably.
Okay, good.
It sounds weird.
I'm a busy lady.
Because they do the real-time translations now. Do you know, like, you can go to Japan and just have earphones on and someone's talking and you're hearing it in English?
Yeah, I've seen that,
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I almost bought that for our Euro trip, but I didn't believe it worked.
It was worth trying, in my opinion, but whatever. Okay, next up we have, another drink. There's too many drinks.
Yeah, this is the end of our drinks. This is the end of the drinks. I just wanted to get the drinks out because they're cold and I didn't want them to warm up.
All right, Olipop. You love Olipop. Prebiotic soda. And crisp apple. Ooh, I love an apple.
What
anything.
Is this mascot? Is this guy like exclusive to this flavor or is he Olipop?
I don't know. He looks like the abominable snowman with horns.
I think that's,
Wow.
He's devilish with horns, but has rosy cheeks.
And smiley.
Yeah, this is confusing.
He's a friendly, mean monster.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know what he has to do with the apple or anything. I don't know. That's a good question. But let's try it.
All right. Each can has 50 calories. Total sugars is 5 grams, but only one of that is added. Let's do it.
Quiet. Mild.
Yeah, but long.
For the holidays, Mike, I want like an ASMR microphone. Okay. Like they're like super like high intense. They capture every little sound.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, Lisa. Sorry. There's a whole world of ASMR accessories.
Really?
Yeah. I've been watching ASMR videos for like 15 years. Mike's trying so hard to pass this to you.
Oh, sorry.
Lisa just checked out.
I did. I have to be honest.
I almost just drank it myself.
Because the text came in that was very disturbing. Sorry to
share it with the class.
My mom spilled nail glue all over her very lovely chair.
Oh, mama. Mm.
Whoa.
Oh, this is yummy.
That's great.
Yum.
Guys, this has 9 grams of fiber.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I would like splash that into my Perrier.
What is it, stevia? I'm sure it is. Usually these are all stevia.
It's good, though. It does. It tastes like apple pie in a soda.
Wow.
Yes, stevia.
Mmm. I like it.
It's funny. Everything's always crisp apple. I want to come up with a product called mushy apple.
Mushy. Because nobody likes a mushy apple.
I know.
I always complain. Like, the biggest complaint about any fruit that's supposed to be juicy like that is that it's mealy.
Ugh, that's the worst. A mealy pear is like, that's just like your day is ruined.
A mealy anything. Millie Apple, Millie Peach, gross.
Ugh. Amelia Earhart. Sorry.
Mike, you couldn't contain yourself.
I couldn't.
Couldn't control it.
R.I.P., even though it's been about 100 years.
Oh, R.I.P. Okay, next we have a crunchy item.
Thank
Trader
goodness.
Joe's gluten-free cranberry raisin toasts. I don't know if I know these.
Oh, I'm super excited. They have fruit and nut toast crisps, and those are not... gluten-free, so it's exciting that these are.
Okay. For those of you who...
I know exactly what this is going to taste like, and I'm going to love it so much. I want to cry.
Wow. Well, so tell me about the stats on these.
Here's
babies.
The cool box, too.
It looks like it's more inclusion than it is cracker. Look at it. It's like 50% inclusion.
Hidden rosemary. It's still good, even though that rosemary's in there. She is a sneaky one.
That's so good.
Do you know that rosemary is the second to last ingredient? And the last ingredient isn't even really an ingredient.
What is that?
Natural flavor.
But here's the thing. They know how powerful it is because the name of the product, like the full name, is Trader Joe's Gluten-Free Cranberry Raisin Toasts with Pumpkin Seeds and Rosemary.
I taste that rosemary.
Oh, gosh. I love this.
She's a pungent one. I like it. But it would be so much better without the rosemary.
It's so good. I have like tears in my eyes.
If you don't like rosemary...
No.
You will have an issue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that delightful? 6 pieces, 120 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 8 grams total sugar, but a lot of that's from the fruit, 4 grams of protein.
Jimmy, I didn't realize you loved rosemary.
I mean,
so much.
I don't love rosemary, but this.
You love her.
I mean, she's fine.
you have
it's
to.
It's application based, and this okay. is delightful.
Okay. I do like rosemary. I don't
like it in like soup.
Uh-huh.
What do you do at Thanksgiving? Because I feel like everything has rosemary in it.
It's more like sage and thyme, I think, than rosemary.
Mm.
I think.
Moment of respect for parsley.
I hate parsley.
I know you do. You hate half of the foursome.
Yeah.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yeah, wow. I'm not going to Scarborough Fair. No, thank you. I don't even know what those words mean. I feel really dumb.
Scarborough Fair?
Like, what is the whole parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, Scarborough Fair? Like, I just quoted the song like I knew it, but what the heck does it mean?
Yeah, I haven't really dug deep into the story behind that song.
All right, I don't feel that dumb.
It's a ballad. Like the music guy. No, I totally know this. It's a ballad about impossible tasks set forth between two lovers, former lovers, who refuse to reunite unless the other performs them, signifying requited love and a breakdown of communication.
Oh, I can't believe you had that memorized.
Just pulled that out of my head.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That. I still don't understand it. I'm more confused than I was before I quoted
the song. As I was saying it, I'm like, AI is broken.
It's almost like Paul Simon was sitting here telling us that story.
Yeah. And here he is now. Yeah. Our surprise guest.
The lyrics use symbolic herbs, which in medieval lore represented virtues like courage, wisdom, remembrance, and cleansing, which doesn't sound as good.
No. Anyway, I'm eating the egg patty to get the rosemary flavor out of my mouth. Next up, we have Good & Gather limited edition stuffing flavored wavy potato chips. Whoa, stuffing flavor. I was hoping you were going to bring those lattice ketchup chips from TJ's.
I did not bring those.
No, but stuffing flavored chips from, this is from Good & Gather. So it's from what? Target?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, look at this bag.
Mm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The one on the website is like fake.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Mm.
This has every bit of the Thanksgiving flavor. No rosemary. Look in there.
Yeah, no, I
Is there rosemary?
No rosemary, but it doesn't really tell you the flavors. It just says I'm just thinking of the spices. Salt, onion powder, just spices, sugar, tarula yeast, and that's all of the seasonings.
That's amazing.
All right. Yeah. So I think, you know, it would be so good. You know the like roasted bean snacks or edamame snacks that are crispy?
Yeah.
Stuffing flavored one. Ooh. Or almonds, stuffing like dusted almonds. This is a good flavor combo. Can we just for funsies read some of the ratings? Because it's got 4 out of 5 stars, 147.
For the potato chips.
Do you want to hear
like on Target's website?
Yeah. Do you want to hear a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, or 1-star?
A 1-star.
Yeah. Okay. Oh wait, that was just like a star rating. They didn't actually say anything. Cowards. Okay. Hang on.
Read a bottom of the barrel one.
Hang on. It's coming.
I can't stop staring at the sausage from the first find that we had.
Here.
No, it's the eggs.
I was wondering what you were looking at. I'm like, what is where avert your eyes.
All right, hang on. We're gonna look at a 2-star.
I'm just gonna take a full one.
Okay.
We got them at Costco, so there's like 1,700 more.
Oh wow. Take them home.
Gosh, nobody is talking. People are just leaving that star rating and abandoning the page.
All right, well then we can just move on. But I love those chips. I'll write a review. Best chips ever.
Wait, are we moving on? I have an intro.
I'll just say real quickly, that was a Target exclusive, Good & Gather limited edition, stuffing flavored wavy potato chips.
And now we are moving into the popcorn portion of the podcast.
Wow. Lots of popcorn. Mm-hmm. First popcorn of the day, Good & Gather limited edition apple pie seasoned popcorn. Apple pie seasoned popcorn or apple pie seasoned?
Make sure you smell before you.
I thought it was apple pie season.
Apple pie I mean, nothing season. Wrong with that.
It's apple pie seasoned popcorn. Apple pie. I sniffed it. It does not smell like apple pie.
And this is not like a candy coated version. You know,
this has a distinct flavor of an apple flavor from something in our childhood, and I can't place it.
Too sweet for me.
I think you're right. Hold on.
What is that?
Oh, caramel. It's like a caramel candy. It's got a very distinct caramel.
Like those Jolly Ranchers, maybe?
There were caramel Jolly Ranchers.
All I know is this would benefit from like a hint of salt.
Mm-hmm. It's too sweet for me.
Mm. It's very sweet.
Yeah. Can I see the bag once more?
It's not something I dislike, but it's not something I would seek out.
Mm-hmm. But if you have a sweet tooth and you're a volume eater, here's what's interesting. So you get 2.5 cups for 140 calories, 6 grams of fat. It's only 9 grams of sugar, which is not terrible for how sweet this. Like this would like satisfy a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Good & Gather limited edition apple pie seasoned popcorn.
Okay, well, maybe this one will be a little better. This is Good & Gather limited edition brown butter and sage popcorn.
This smells so good.
Let's see. It's sage.
Is brown butter just butter that's been browned?
I think so. You'd think I would know that.
Do you like sage?
No, but this tastes like, it's okay. It's this, just because I'll go back to your question after. I don't taste a lot of sage, but I taste like scratch and sniff butter flavor, like movie theater butter flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not bad.
I like it, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not in love with either of them. Mm. I think I like this one better than the apple one, though.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm.
2.25 cups has 150 calories, 8 grams of fat, 2 grams of sugars. I mean, if you love popcorn and you just want to change it up.
Yeah. I agree. All right, but now we have another popcorn. This is Maple Pop, organic maple caramel popcorn in salted maple and matcha.
Yeah, so
it's 2 bags.
Yeah.
I was like, that's an unexpected addition. So it's salted maple and one is matcha.
Yeah, but the matcha says organic maple caramel popcorn. So the popcorn is
maple popcorn.
Yeah.
That's also flavored.
Yeah, so which one do you want to do? The regular salted maple before you do the matcha?
Okay. Yeah. By the way, that other one, that movie theater butter flavor thing is very, like, long-lasting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has an aftertaste.
Yeah.
This is a cute bag.
Yeah, I found this brand at Sprouts as I was walking out. I was like, oh, look at that.
I love this.
Oh, this is more of a coated situation.
This is great.
This is just some stats for you. 100% air popped, 45% less sugar.
These are to die for.
40% less fat and 40% less calories than the leading competitive caramel corn.
Wow.
Best ever.
Is that the find of the haul?
Maybe. That's better than Fiddle Faddle.
Oh, wow. I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For this, you get 1 1/3 cups for 125 calories, 3 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar. I mean, it's caramel corn.
Mm.
This is not popcorn that's caramel flavored.
How many servings in that bag?
3.
Oh, so how many calories for the whole bag?
125 times 3.
It's 375.
That's not bad at all.
I would eat that whole bag for 375. No problem.
Smell the matcha before you eat it.
You don't like matcha, do you? Or you
not
do?
Usually, but I think I'm going to like this. Wow, these are interesting looking. Hmm. You have to really like matcha like this.
Mm-hmm.
I
do like that this bag is resealable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't love the matcha one. But the other one is so good, I don't even know what to do with myself. I might want to take that home.
Take it home.
Stats are the same. I can't recall if I said
that.
Can
I drink this?
Yeah, go for it.
These, by the way, are available at Sprouts, the brand's website, and on Amazon. They also come in dark chocolate, pumpkin spice, and chili and lime.
And they're all the maple?
Mm-hmm.
Like all maple flavored?
Let's see.
I wonder.
Maple pop. Yeah.
Wow.
But they also have something called Quinoa-Wow, which is organic quinoa popcorn.
Wow. Quinoa-Wow. That's a funny name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. This came unexpectedly. This is the last item of the haul.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's maple brown butter flavored almonds. I love that everything is maple brown butter now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad people were getting tired of pumpkin.
Smell that bag.
This is dusted with cocoa powder and maple sugar.
Well, this smells very lovely.
Wowzer.
Oh, so these are like, they have like a, imagine a chocolate dipped almond,
mm-hmm.
only the chocolate is maple flavored. It's so it's not a dusting, it's a coating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still feel like it's still very much like Skinny Dip. Is that the brand? Like it's not so overpowering of the maple.
These are amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, these are from Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exclusive Trader Joe's maple brown butter flavored almonds. Can I see the stats? They're usually like pretty much almond stats. 14 pieces, which is a little more than an ounce. 170 calories, 12 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar. That's going to be the difference.
That's like one of the best nuts I've ever had.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
That was impressive. That,
wow, what a haul.
Mike.
Yay, I only had a couple duds.
You have outdone yourself.
Thank you.
I'm eating another almond.
I guess it's time to rate to see how well I really did do.
All right. Let's do it. First up, we started with Amy Lou's maple chicken patties.
Solid 8.5.
Nice.
Amy Lou.
Next on the list, we tried Trader Joe's egg white bites in harvest vegetable hash.
10.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Best egg white bite I think I ever had.
Wow.
All right. Next up, we tried Trader Joe's butternut squash Italian lasagna.
9.5.
Nice.
Delicious. So good. Just yummy.
How did you feel about Spindrift cranberry punch?
I enjoyed it. It was not like, you know, it's not life changing, but solid 8.
Nice.
Okay, Trader Joe's cold foam creamer and salted maple was up next.
9.5.
Yeah.
Love it.
Then we had Califia Farms organic almond creamer in limited edition maple.
The maple one, I'm giving a solid 8.
Okay.
Then we tried the holiday spice version.
7.5.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
A little behind.
Yeah, I would give it a 7 just because I don't like those spices. I'm not an eggnog person.
Mm.
How about TJ's non-dairy oat creamer and cinnamon bun?
I wasn't really a fan of that. I mean, considering all the competition that exists in that space, I'm giving that a 6.5.
Okay. That might be the lowest Trader Joe's
one of them
rating ever.
Then we tried Olipop prebiotic soda and crisp, not mushy, apple.
7.
Okay.
Next on the list is Trader Joe's gluten-free cranberry raisin toasts.
Wow. I don't love them, but considering how much Jamie did love them, I'm going to balance out my score with a 7.5 because I think Jamie would probably give them a 9.
Yeah.
And I'd probably give them about a 6.
With Laughing Cow? Ugh. With melted mozzarella? I just want to do so many things with them.
If you really like rosemary, you might give them a higher score.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not a fan of rosemary, you might not. But
Next, we tried Good & Gather limited edition stuffing flavored wavy potato chips.
10.
Wow.
I'm giving those a 10.
Wow.
Those were great. So good.
Then Good & Gather limited edition apple pie seasoned popcorn.
Those popcorns, 7.5.
Okay.
Some people would like those a lot, but I wasn't really a big fan.
Did the brown butter and sage popcorn rate the same?
7. I thought I liked it more, but it tasted very scratch and sniff sticker.
Mm-hmm. How about the maple pop?
10.
Wow.
That one got a 10, a solid 10.
So that 10 was for the salted maple?
Yes, salted maple.
How about the matcha variety?
I give that a 7.5. Okay. I didn't love it. But if you like matcha, you'll like it a lot more. Yeah. But it was very matcha-y.
Yeah.
When I like matcha, it's like in a very like delicious, creamy drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was like matcha in your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, last on the list, Trader Joe's maple brown butter flavored almonds.
10.
Wow.
10. Oh, was that good? I would say without those, you know, Target beat Trader Joe's on this haul. But now I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say.
Yeah.
What a day. What a haul. Happy.
What a.
Happy, happy.
So should we give anything away?
Oh, yeah. What are we giving away?
I don't know. Why don't we give away?
What do people have to do? What do people have to say?
How about, I don't know. I'm stumped.
I'm stumped too.
How about since we don't have fall here in Southern California, send us a picture. And if you're not in Southern California, you can still, I mean, if you are in a place like Florida or Southern California or Hawaii, places that don't have fall either, it's okay. Send us a picture too. But send us a picture of your fall foliage area where you live.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's nice.
Send it to 805-380-8075 and I'll randomly pick something.
Yeah, great. We'll have a few winners. Why not?
Yeah.
How nice.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I guess that's all. I'm very full right now.
Me too.
Thanks for tuning in. We will be back soon. I'm Lisa Lilly, and also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. Haul, snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Ever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.